It is 1-12, December 1, 2016. You're listening to Ups Your Sense, the show that focuses on local artists in the colorful world of art and fashion. I'm your host, Christian Juarez, here with Mia from La Liga Zine, based in Baltimore, San Antonio, Austin, Toronto, LA, and Montreal. Hey, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. We're global.
We're global. They're global.
All right. So I'm excited to say Zine a lot. Zine.
It's actually Zine.
Zine?
Is I've never
Zine
heard anyone magazine? Say Zine.
Oh, did I say Zine?
Yeah. But you can go for it. Listen.
La Liga Zine. Okay. So before we start, I'll read what the magazine is about and then you put your input on it.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. La Liga is an online platform and print zine that showcases the many ways Latinx, did I say that right?
Yes.
Chicanx, Latin Americans are dissecting their cultural identities through different means of self-expression. We aim to show their experience and highlight the way they de-westernize different areas of life. Moreover, we acknowledge that Latinidad is a social construct and that the Latinx community is not a monolith, and therefore hope to highlight this diversity.
That's us.
How would you put it in your words?
I think our biggest mission is just to make people realize that you can't really put Latinos or Latinx, our community, in like one like category, one genre. There's no one look. There's no one language. There's no one country that unites us. We have lots of cultures within our countries, lots of different governments, lots of means of self-expression, different types of people. So I think our biggest goal is to just like highlight that and try to show as many of those different facets of our identities, like through the people that we feature or through the work that they're doing. So I think that's just our biggest goal with the zine.
Nice. Yeah. And how did the zine get its name?
So according to the urban legend, they knew that La Liga, apparently La Liga is a football thing.
Yeah, it's a football thing.
So we've actually, it's actually confuses. Really funny because just this week we got an email from like, I think it was like Bangladesh or something. And they were like, we're big fans of La Liga and we're trying to start a fan club for you guys, like the football fan club. Like, please let us know if you want us to create it. So it's playing off of that, we know like football, soccer is like a big thing in our culture. But I think La Liga is just basically like the English translation, like the league is just like a league of girls. We're actually just like a group of girls or like female presenting people that just kind of like got together to create like this movement that's mostly happening through social media anyway. To just kind of get the word out there of what we're doing.
What's been the most useful tool to get the word out?
Instagram's huge for us.
I like your Instagram
page.
Yeah,
Instagram is like big for us. We have everything. Like we have like Tumblr and Facebook. I think we have a Twitter. We have a Snapchat and all that. But I guess it's really popping on Instagram. I don't know. So it's been our biggest kind of like group of followers, and like it's kind of
on Instagram.
How we find out about like events too. Mm-hmm. You know, people just kind of like tag us or email us about it. So just like Instagram has been like our biggest one.
Do you guys collaborate a lot?
Big time. Just like we have two separate group chats. We have one for like the main team, so it's kind of like talking about like what goes on the website and like the posting schedule, like financial stuff. And then we have like another one where it's like basically everyone that writes for us or like collaborates with us. Mm-hmm. And we're just always like bouncing ideas off of each other. So it's a big thing, and it's very like organic too. Like people will just like put out stories, or they'll present us with ideas of stories, and they're kind of like, hey, does anyone want to edit, you know, edit it, look over it, does anyone want to illustrate for it? And it's just kind of like a, you just reply to each other, and then you kind of like go on and like work with the person that like replied to you. So it's very like open in the sense of like anyone can pitch, anyone can like help another person like finalize their piece, and then we just kind of get together and we post it and it goes up.
Nice. So how did the La Liga zine come to be? I'm going to be making those mistakes.
It's actually, okay, that's also another really funny story. So it started originally as a like a street style, like fashion idea. Okay. The three founders of the zine, which are Mari, Ale, and Anna, had the idea for like wanting to have a platform that showcased like a personal style, I guess, like, mm-hmm. of the Latinx community. I think just because they were tired of, like, you know, those, like, style blogs that mm-hmm, have only, mm-hmm. like, very, like, white, Eurocentric-looking models, tall, mm-hmm. thin, blonde hair, blue-eyed. So they wanted to showcase, like, hey, we can also have style. We also do have style. It's mm-hmm. just that no one's photographing us yeah. because we don't fit into the mold. Or very few of us fit into the mold. So they originally started with that. I think that's why my first piece was actually on a model, an early 2000s model. She's Dominican. Her name was Amira Mota. So
the one in Jay-Z's video?
Yeah, the one in Jay-Z's 2003 Change Clothes video featuring Pharrell Williams. But so that was the original kind of like idea for it. And then I think as we started like discussing, I guess our frustrations with like media and like kind of like the ideas and things that we wanted to write about, we realized that we were getting more and more political and mm-hmm. we wanted to get not only more political, but also like begin to feature more people. And we started doing like more interviews. Uh-huh. So our website and our zine started becoming more like pieces, like think pieces, interviews, features, highlighting people, highlighting things, making sure that our followers were aware of like current events, where they can donate, how they can help. So we've definitely come a long way from like the original idea, which was just to be like a style mm-hmm. fashion type showcase. And we've realized that we have such a big platform that we want to talk about the important things that are affecting the community, not only here in the US, but like abroad. Okay. So that's kind of where we're at now.
At now.
Yeah.
And has the purpose of the design stayed the same?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I think it was always about just like showcasing diversity. Mm-hmm. And I think at first that was the idea was like diversity of how we look and how we dress. And I think now it's transformed in like diversity of what we do, who we are, what we look like, our ideas, what we want to accomplish, and things like that. So,
and do you think it's important to surround yourself with like a diverse amount of people?
Yeah, for sure. All of our girls are from different countries and regions. Mm-hmm. I know Mari's Peruvian, Anna's Mexican, Ale's also Peruvian, Feffi's Venezuelan, and so like we have our group is like very diverse itself, mm-hmm. like about from where we all are from, and then also just like our ethnic backgrounds too. I think our biggest goal is making sure that people don't think of like the Latinx community as just like brown, but there's also like Afro-Latinos, there's the indigenous communities obviously mm-hmm. that get like exploited and forgotten. There's tons of diversity, like ethnic backgrounds within us. So I think our biggest goal is to make sure that those are visually like highlighted as well.
Mm-hmm. And how did you become part of the team, La Liga's team?
So I was just like on Tumblr, and I saw mm-hmm. a post about it, just kind of like, it was mostly like a call for submissions.
Okay.
And like I read like the statement, and that was back when it was just like a fashion thing. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen a posting or a group for just like the Latinx community. I had seen and I had participated and collaborated with other zines and writing for them or writing with them, but it was a very like a people of color zine, or it was like I don't know, just it was very like general, and it wasn't something specifically like for the Latinx community. Mm-hmm. So that's what initially drew me to it. I had also been wanting to write about Omaira Mota for a long time,
the first one that you wrote, right?
That's the first one that I wrote. So I'd been wanting to write about it for a long time. So I thought like that idea had been floating around in my head for a long time. And then like this was like a street style like fashion thing just for us. And I was like, okay, well, 1 + 1 = 2. So I just like reached out and just mm-hmm. sent them an email and was like,
they responded.
Yeah, I was like, this is my idea. Like, what do you guys think? And they were like, yeah, it sounds great. Like, you know, write it and like send it over to us. So after that was done, and I guess like as I was like growing and like knowing more about them and like their goals, they kind of like were telling me like they want to expand and like they needed mm-hmm. more people on their team, like if I was interested in being on their like writing team or writing staff. And then I told them that I wanted to be part of like the main staff.
The main staff.
I was like, listen, what do you think of, I really want to be a part of it. Yeah.
Okay. And what does the main staff do?
So that one, the main staff is the one basically kind of like editing and choosing what goes up, what doesn't. We're kind of in charge of like a lot of like outreach.
Okay.
So we're the ones that are kind of like reaching out to like artists or writers or anybody that we find interesting or that we feel like their work is like important, we reach out to them about collaborating. We're the ones who like also handle like a lot of the financial stuff, like making sure we book events to like table at and sell at. So we're kind of more in charge of like the backbone of it, like the kind of like
the structure.
Business structure side of it.
Okay.
So it's much more like involved in like planning stuff mostly, yeah.
And what are the most popular topics on La Liga?
La Liga.
Now I'm calling a different name.
Popular topics, it really ranges. Like, I think our most popular format is interviews. We've done a lot of interviews, which we're trying to move away from just because I think people got the idea like they could just we'll interview anyone. I think because they saw us doing lots of interviews, they would just like reach out to us and be like, hey, interview me. And it was it's less of that and more like we need to know that like you're actually doing something for the community or that your work is like moving us forward or like, you know, speaking out about something. It's not just like we'll feature, you know, we're not just like a media outlet, basically. I think a lot of people assume we're like a media outlet where we'll just like post anything. But we really want to make like conscious decisions. So I think the themes that we're looking to dissect and go into now have to do definitely more with like, I know colorism is a big issue for us, with what happened recently with the election, just making sure that people are like aware and safe, about how to move forward and like exist, definitely like alienation, you know, homeland, memory, dwelling, landscape, stuff like that. Just like very heavy into like the embedded existence of like what it means to be like Latinx in this time and place.
So you wrote a couple of like essays on your, on your site, not your site, but on the little link. Which one's your favorite or the most interesting that you've wrote in so far?
I had a lot of fun doing the sweating fashion one.
That's the one I read.
That was the one that I had to do like research for it. And then it got like very complicated and I had to like figure out how to scale it back just because it's like such a huge issue. I could have written like a whole thesis on it.
Yeah.
So I had to like scale it back. But it was really interesting to see like how it links to so many things. Like you can't have like sweatshops without like unregulated labor, without like governments that are creating like policies and tariffs that like promote and like let these businesses profit off that. And then, you know, you get into like US imperialism and like their deals with like the countries in Latin America. So it just like it got like it was just like deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole. So it was really fun to like find all that out. There's a piece in the zine, our first issue, our print issue, that isn't on the website. That was not a lot of fun to write because it took a lot out of me, but it was probably the most honest one and like a departure from like my normal work because I do like interviews and like essays. This was more like a prose piece, which I'd been wanting to write for a long time. So that was also a really good one. Yeah, so I think those two.
So besides the magazine, you talk to the moon?
I do. The moon is very important to me. All my friends know this. I get it from my mother, like my mom and my grandma. They always talk about the moon. I don't know why. It's like a big thing in our family. My mom used to tell me that she used to talk to the moon when she was little. She's an only child, so I guess she had no one to talk to. So we just always think about the moon. I think also like whenever something happens, we're like, is it a full moon? So I think we just reference the moon a lot. Moon's very important to me. Very true.
And what do you stand for personally?
I stand for everything the zine stands for. I think that's why it's so like close to me. I definitely stand for wanting to showcase as much diversity as I can while still not presenting like the Latinx community as like a community that doesn't have its issues. You know what I mean? Like there's so many issues that come from the outside that affect us. You know, like racism, prejudice, and like, I don't know, you know, legal regulations that are passing that are affecting us, that are hurting us. Mm-hmm.
Appropriation but, right, and appreciation.
Correct, yeah. So, but I also don't want to make it look like our community doesn't have its own issues from within. So mm-hmm. I think my biggest thing is also to, while lifting us up and bringing us up, I also want us to like face some of the hard truths that our community sometimes doesn't acknowledge or doesn't really know mm-hmm. that are like actively going on, just because it's so like normalized. So I think that's mostly what I stand for. I want people to be aware. I want to make sure that my pieces and my ideas are like easily accessible. You know what I mean? I think sometimes when you start talking about like things like tariffs and regulations and sweatshop labor and like unregulated labor, you can lose a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure
that, like, the topics are sensitive right. and you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right. And then also like the language can also be very like legally jargony. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that my pieces stay like easily accessible to people and they can understand these concepts without feeling like completely alienated by them.
Okay. And you write in English and Spanish. How is that? Yes.
Well, you know, it's really sad because we haven't done Spanish translations in a while. I think that was a big thing, very important to us, like, in the beginning. We've kind of, I got to call ourselves out. Like, we've kind of dropped the ball on that one. Mm. But I did do the translation for my first essay. It's been fun. I love writing in Spanish. I majored in English and Spanish in school. So writing in Spanish has always like been fine for me, and I really enjoy it. I think we've definitely dropped the ball though lately. Sorry.
So who do you look up to? What have you learned so far? Well, those are two different questions, so who do you look up to first?
Who do I look up to?
Yes.
When you mean like,
like
in general,
like idols, I think. I mean, you know, like besides the moon.
Besides the moon. I don't think I have any, which I never know how to answer that question. Mm. I know, like, literary wise, I really like Mahmoud Darwish, who's a Palestinian poet, because he writes a lot about like homeland and exile. So I think like that was my biggest inspiration for the piece I wrote. But I love his work. I don't know, other literary figures, probably like Audre Lorde, bell hooks. I read a lot of theory, but I never really know the authors. I just kind of like read, I just like consume the theory and scream into the void. But those are probably my biggest ones. I don't know, I guess in life, just the moon.
Yeah. Okay. What have you learned so far?
What have I learned so far?
With everything.
Being part of a team. Yeah. I think I've never really been part of a team. Back when I was in school and like basically just like writing in general is like a very solitary activity for me. It's not something that I really like discuss with or talk to anyone while I do it. I just kind of like write it and I just like finish it and that's it. So having to like discuss my ideas and having to like present them and having someone look over them and having to like fix things and change things, collaborate on them has been very new for me. But everyone on the team is so great and supportive that it's been such a beautiful process. Like, it's been such a nice time collaborating with people. I've always been afraid of collaborating and working with teams because you just never know if someone's going to drop the ball or like, you know, if people are going to support your ideas. But I think learning how to be part of a team and like teamwork has been like my biggest thing that I've learned from La Liga.
Right. And today, yeah.
Cool.
That went fast.
It's been 25 minutes?
Yeah, I was like surprised. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
I had fun too.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Up Your Sense. Thanks for tuning in.